Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Muili'ili Honganji. Muili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.muili'ilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Michie Hamao, in memory of her husband, Mr. Minoru Hamao, and all of the deceased family members. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Piper Toyama, past president of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii and one of the vice presidents of Chikuen Honganji. Good morning, Mr. Toyama.
Good morning. I am Piper Toyama, and I am one of the vice presidents of Jikoen Honganji. One of the resources that makes Jikoen special is our resident minister, Reverend Shindo Nishiyama. His dedication and enthusiasm for sharing the Buddha Dharma keeps my personal connections to the teachings alive and vibrant. We communicate weekly through texts and emails about how the Buddha Dharma is working in our daily lives. The topics of our conversations range from birth to death to the meaning of the Pure Land to Amida Buddha and to Namo Amida Butsu. This morning I would like to reflect on one of Reverend Nishiyama's Dharma messages that made a deep impression on me. It was on the purpose of Buddhism. To understand the context of Reverend Nishiyama's Dharma messages, you have to understand Myokonin. Myokonin were ordinary and deeply spiritual persons without formal education. They were recognized for their open and sincere lives based on Namo Amida Butsu. They were known to share their wisdom in the simple language of common people. This recognition of Myokonin is a recognition that the experiences and language of common people can embody the teachings and are thus worthy of thought and study. It is in the spirit of Myokonin that Reverend Nishiyama shares the Buddha Dharma with me. He does it with sincerity, simplicity, and humility. But best of all, he shares it with humor. In his Dharma message, Reverend Nishiyama stated that the purpose of Buddhism is to transform our ordinary lives into extraordinary lives. This got my attention because I had never heard Buddhism explained in such simple terms. He went on to share three truths that we need to embrace for this transformation to happen. The first truth is the impermanence of all things in the universe. All things are constantly changing. Nothing in our lives remains the same. All that we can really count on is this unrepeatable moment, and thus we should not take it for granted. Impermanence is a reason we should pay attention to the details of our daily lives with wonder and appreciation. The second truth is the interdependence of all things. Everything in the universe is dependent one thing upon another. Nothing exists alone. We are who we are because people, causes, and conditions, known and unknown, work in interconnected ways to make our lives possible. It is a miracle how all the forces of the universe continue to come together to give me life and to keep me alive. When we become fully alive of these two truths of impermanence and the interdependence of all things working in our lives, we can only respond with gratitude. For Shin Buddhists, this expression of gratitude is a sound of the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu, or more simply, Nammandab. Shin Buddhists also refer to the sound of Namo Amida Butsu as a Nembutsu. This sound of deep awareness and appreciation flows through us spontaneously and unsummoned when we realize the great compassion and love of the universe that is beyond our comprehension embraces us in every moment of our unfolding lives. The sound of gratitude, Namo Amida Butsu, becomes even more heartfelt when we realize that the gentle embrace of compassion and love never abandons us in our moments of imperfection and suffering. We are loved even more when we are simply who we are, acting in ignorance, anger, greed, and fear. Thus, we are never alone. This moment of Namo Amida Butsu, this moment of profound gratitude, is a heart and practice of Shin Buddhism. And this brings me to Reverend Nishiyama's third truth and the purpose of Buddhism, which is this. The experience and expression of gratitude transform our ordinary lives into extraordinary lives. Another way to put it is this. Our ordinary lives become extraordinary when the sound of Namo Amida Butsu flows from our lips. When we feel great love and compassion within the depths of our own hearts, just as we are, the only thing we can say is Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, or the Nembutsu moment, is easier to understand if one understands real daily life moments when the Nembutsu comes spontaneously. Let me share my experiences in hopes that you can relate to them. Namo Amida Butsu comes to me when I pay attention to what I am seeing, hearing, and feeling, and I'm struck by the preciousness of my life in its happiest of moments and in its darkest of moments. When I see family and friends in my mind's eye and think of the people, known and unknown, living and departed, who have given me life, Namo Amida Butsu comes to me when I am aware of my relationships with my family and friends, and even with my enemies. And when I experience the love and joy as well as the loss, loneliness, and suffering that are born of those relationships. When I know I am embraced by a love I cannot comprehend, even when my behavior reflects the ugliness of anger, greed, and ignorance. Even in moments of imperfection and regret. Namo Amida Butsu comes to me when I am keenly aware of my life now and my death that is to come. When I am immersed in these clear-eyed moments of who I am in this one moment of life, the only thing I can say is Namo Amida Butsu. In these moments, I feel a boundless love that is beyond any understanding that is real and true and present in my heart. This is my Nembutsu moment. This is what Buddhism means to me. The totality of the Nembutsu moment is not only the sound of Namo Amida Butsu coming through us, but it also includes the behavior that naturally flows from the sound. This concept that from the Nembutsu experience can flow kindness and love is supported by not only the sutras, but by Shin Buddhist scholars as well. Consider these edited quotes from the Pure Land Sutra. Quote, sentient beings who encounter this light of Namo Amida Butsu have the three defilements swept away, and they become soft and gentle in body and mind. They dance with joy, and the good mind arises in them. Unquote. His Eminence Kojun Otani said, quote, although we might not be able to completely eradicate our blind passions, within the embracing light of Namo Amida Butsu, we can live each moment of our lives with true meaning rather than simply live day in and day out as if we were just going through the motions. In the teachings Illuminating Light, we can find clarity and meaning in our lives. Not separating ourselves from society, it is important that we live within the priceless interconnections that we have with one another and that we support each other." Unquote. So based on these words, from within Nimbutsu Moments, from within the sound of Namu Amida Butsu flow kindness and love, generosity and the courage to support others, the clarity of life's purpose. Profound gratitude from which Nimbutsu Moments are born lessens the power that anger, greed, ignorance, and fear have over us. Stress, frustration, and pain lose their power. Hate loses its power. We're moved to acts of kindness. Our minds, body, and spirit become settled and free. Shin Buddhism teaches us to fully experience gratitude and Nimbutsu Moments in our daily lives. For Namu Amida Butsu opens us to the awareness and freedom that make our ordinary lives extraordinary. I end my talk this morning with encouragement for you to find precious Nimbutsu Moments in your life and enjoy an extraordinary life. Thank you for listening. Namu Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mr. Toyama, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.reallyreallyhonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 8th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moriiliili Honganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Michie Hamao, and our speaker, Mr. Piper Toyama, past president of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Reverend Kiyonobu Kurahara, supervising minister at the Berkeley Buddhist Temple. Namo Amida Butsu.